Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the show for people building agents that have to survive contact with real work. Today's standout story is wonderfully unglamorous, a tiny deterministic process that keeps larger coding agents honest. Not a grand new model, not another dashboard with a sparkling autonomy graph, a loop, a verifier, a receipt, a refusal to let, I think I'm done, pass for done. That is the thread running through the day. The agent stack is learning that trust is not a vibe. Trust is a small gate that closes unless the evidence passes. The lead item is Frontier Infra's public push around the machine, agent attestation records, and machine driver. Frontier Infra describes itself as open standards for the agent web. Agent view layer to let sites declare what agents should read and do. Agent attestation record to make agent outcomes inspectable. Agent discipline layer to make coding agents prove their work before calling it complete. The newest practical piece is Machine Driver, a CodeWork driver created this week as what its readme calls the dumb, tireless driver. And I mean that as a compliment. Here is the core idea: durable state lives in a goal file. A deterministic loop picks up the next task. A fresh worker process does the model heavy work. Then a separate verifier command checks reality. If the verifier fails, the task is retried. If attempts or budgets are exhausted, the process blocks and surfaces the failure. Commit mode is not assumed. Autonomy has to be earned. That is the tiny little process that keeps the big guys in check. The reason this matters is not star count. Machine driver is new and tiny. The reason it matters is architectural. A model can write a confident summary. A coding agent can claim it fixed the bug. But a deterministic gate can say, run the tests, inspect the artifact, check the contract, and do not advance unless the external evidence passes. That is the difference between a transcript that sounds finished and a system that knows when work is actually done. The companion machine repository sharpens the same point. Its conformance language is built around durable state, dumb deterministic drivers, fresh workers, verification against reality, and autonomy earned at a non-bypassable gate. The agent attestation record layer adds signed receipts. What the agent claimed, what a verifier found, what ground truth evidence supported the verdict, and who vouched for it. It does not pretend a signature makes a claim true. It makes the claim inspectable and fabrication evident. That is exactly the right direction. Anthropic added a different kind of ledger entry yesterday, a large study of agentic coding and expertise. The study analyzed roughly 400,000 Claude code sessions from about 235,000 users. Its most useful finding is that coding agents change the division of labor without deleting expertise. Humans make about 70% of planning decisions. Claude makes about 80% of execution decisions. Novice sessions reach verified success far less often than intermediate or expert sessions. In plain terms, agents are becoming very good hands, but the person setting the target still matters enormously. On the model side, the freshest headline is ZAI's GLM 5.2, released today as an MIT-licensed open model aimed at long-horizon tasks. The headline feature is a claimed solid 1 million token context window, but the real claim is more interesting than raw length. ZAI is arguing that GLM 5.2 can maintain useful behavior under long engineering trajectories, sustained coding, debugging, research, and optimization. The post also talks about thinking effort controls, sparse attention serving improvements, speculative decoding gains, and anti-hacking mechanisms for coding agent training and evaluation. My take: 1 million token context is only valuable if the model keeps its promises deep into the run. Long context without stable execution is a larger room to get lost in. So GLM 5.2 belongs next to today's verifier story. The longer the trajectory, the more important the harness becomes. A second model signal is Quabble V1, a community hugging face release described as a 35 billion parameter mixture of experts model with roughly 3 billion active parameters built for agentic coding. The model card emphasizes Claude Code style tool call behavior and local quantized use. It is not a major lab launch, and listeners should treat community lineage claims carefully. But it is still a useful signal. Open weight coding models are being shaped less for chat and more for explicit tool loops. The third model item points in the opposite direction. Nanocoder 1.5B Agentic is a tiny programming-only model that intentionally gives up general knowledge. Its card says it is trained for a thought, action, observation loop and should be paired with an external execution sandbox. That is a charmingly strict design choice. Sometimes the right answer is not a bigger model with a bigger memory. It is a small specialist inside a stronger loop. For frameworks and tooling, Machine Driver is the lead again because it is the clearest example of the day's pattern. The five-part loop is state, driver, worker, verify, autonomy. The worker may be a coding agent. The driver itself is deliberately boring. That separation is healthy. It means the model can be swapped, the verifier can be hardened, and the state can survive context window amnesia. The machine conformance kit is the second tooling story. It scores deployments with evidence-cited packets, and it distinguishes checks that actually ran from checks that did not. That tiny phrase matters. Not run is not the same as pass. Mature agent infrastructure should be allergic to fake green checkmarks. The third tooling story is agent attestation record. AAR binds the agent's claim, the verifier's verdict, the ground truth status, evidence hashes or checked sources, verifier independence, and a signature. The useful humility is built in. Same principle attestation is not the same thing as a third-party audit. The record says what kind of evidence it is, rather than inflating every receipt into absolute truth. Three small repositories are worth watching today. First, Frontier Infra / Machine Driver, 0 stars at capture time, but a crisp new implementation of deterministic codework driving. The important line is not popularity. It is that verifier exit code, not model pros, decides whether a task advances. Second, Lucia Duren / Axe Audit, a lighthouse for AI agents. It audits websites for agent readiness signals such as LLMs.txt, robots policy, structured data, MCP, OpenAPI, security.txt, and content negotiation. I like it because it turns the fuzzy question, can agents use this site, into a score with individual checks and CI-friendly behavior. Third, Surya 17495 / Sentry, a memory native open code fork. Sentry treats the context window as a cache, not storage. It uses an append-only event spine, deterministic curation, and receipts for recalled context. That belongs in today's shelf because agent memory is another place where systems must stop saying, "Trust me, I remember," and start saying, "Here is the event that produced this recall." The research lane is unusually aligned with the practical lane. First, All Smoke, No Alarm, a June 16th paper on Oracle signals in agent-authored test code. The authors studied 86,156 test file patches from 33,596 agent-authored pull requests across 2,807 repositories. Their finding is bracing. 80.2% of test patches contain weak or no explicit Oracle signals. In other words, a test file can exist, run, and still fail to verify behavior. This is one of those small deterministic gate stories in academic clothing. Counting test files is not enough. Counting assertions is closer. Checking whether the assertion actually tests the changed behavior is closer still. Agent PR workflows need Oracle-aware gates, not vibes wrapped in a test directory. Second, Provenance Guard, a paper on source-aware factuality verification for MCP-based agents. The authors identify cross-source conflation. A claim might be supported somewhere in the pooled evidence, but attributed to the wrong tool or source. Provenance Guard consumes MCP traces with stable tool IDs, source IDs, and raw outputs, decomposes answers into atomic claims, routes each claim to source-specific evidence, and returns per-claim verdicts plus an answer-level allow or block decision. That is a subtle but important shift. For agent systems, provenance is not decorative metadata. It is part of correctness. If the agent says the clinical record supports a claim that actually came from a general search result, the answer is not merely poorly cited. It may be operationally unsafe. Third, Repro Repo, which uses human-raised GitHub issues as supervision for reproducibility audits. The paper instantiates the benchmark on 1,149 machine learning papers and evaluates frontier model agent configurations. The strongest setup, Codex with GPT 5.5, found at least one semantically related human-reported blocker for about 90% of papers, though exact localization remained difficult. That is a useful benchmark shape because it grounds evaluation in real failure reports instead of invented toy tasks. Fourth, seeing is not screening. The authors introduce skill camo, which hides malicious instructions inside images bundled with agent skills, then rewrites surrounding documentation so the image seems normal. Their proposed defense, ExecScan, performs execution-grounded multimodal scanning across documentation, code, referenced resources, and visual content. The lesson is blunt. If a multimodal agent can read it at runtime, a scanner has to inspect it before runtime. A Bakken and Bayek essay asks whether MCP is a sign of the reopening of the internet. The argument is that products increasingly need APIs, MCP servers, or agent skills, because users expect their agents to operate across tools. After years of walled gardens, agent access may make interoperability a buying criterion again. I am cautiously hopeful there. Agent access can reopen doors, but only if identity, permissioning, and receipts come along with it. MasterCard's agent pay for machines is another infrastructure signal. The announcement is about credentialed agents, permission transactions, programmable limits, and low latency settlement for machine-to-machine commerce. That may sound far from coding agents, but it is the same governance question in a different outfit. When software acts continuously, who authorized it, what limits apply, and what evidence remains afterward? One more community signal. Hacker News is full of small agent utilities today, from AI agent site audits to stateful coding agents to rate my agent experiments. Most will not become platforms. That is fine. The useful pattern is that builders are turning abstract trust questions into tiny artifacts. A scanner, a ledger, a driver, a score, a receipt. So the day's brief closes with a practical rule: make the powerful thing answer to a smaller thing. Let the model reason, code, browse, and propose. Then let a boring process check the artifact. Let a receipt say what was verified. Let provenance say where the evidence came from. Let budgets and modes decide how far autonomy is allowed to go. The agent stack is not becoming trustworthy because models are suddenly perfect. It is becoming trustworthy when small deterministic gates make failure visible. That is less glamorous than another benchmark crown, but it is much more useful. I'll take the tiny verifier every time.